Amazon's breakup with New York City last week, scrapping plans for headquarters there, has become a rallying cry for some on the left. Now, Amazon promised 25,000 new jobs. In exchange, the city offered $3 billion in tax incentives. And there were critics in the city. They wanted Amazon to kick in maybe some new infrastructure or maybe hire people from public housing, which is reportedly why Amazon backed out, knowing they can get those tax advantages elsewhere. Democratic Senator and 2020 hopeful Elizabeth Warren called those incentives taxpayer bribes in a tweet. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, also a potential 2020 hopeful, congratulated New Yorkers for standing up to Amazon. But Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan wrote a letter to Amazon on Friday asking the company to consider setting up shop there. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does every Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
So talk first of all about this reaction. What does it tell us about what's happening in the Democratic Party, if anything?
I think it's so, so fascinating. You know, every party, every social movement really has two identities. What are you against and what are you for? I think it's easy to say right now what the Democratic Party is against. They're against Trump. They're against cutting taxes for the rich. That's obvious. But what are they for? And what we see in this Amazon fight is a bundle of leftist causes that I think a lot of the media is mistaking for like a monolith. Mm. This is actually a really diverse group on the left.
Right.
Some of these people are just anti-gentrification in Queens, right? It's one of those all politics is local things. This is just about public housing in Queens. Some of the people who are rooting against Amazon are anti-monopolists like Elizabeth Warren. They want to bring the fight to big companies. They want to break up these big companies so that they can unleash the forces of the free market. And then others, frankly, like me, are happy this thing happened because we're against corporate welfare. We're against paying billions of dollars to a trillion-dollar company like Amazon just to beg them not to create new jobs in America but just drag jobs from Seattle to New York City. So this fight brought all of us together, but other fights are going to isolate these various strands of the Democratic Party and help the media see exactly what strain of leftism is strongest.
Well, sometimes you can get it all in one person. You've got New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's so – he says he's dead set against what he calls economic warfare, these tax incentives so that states and cities that might be like-minded have to battle each other to offer these tax incentives to woo these companies. But on the other hand, he was a supporter of the deal. But on the other hand, he blamed Amazon for walking away. You know, he and others said, hey, this is New York. If you can't take some critics, you know, or people asking for a little bit extra. He also expressed frustration with the Democrats who spoke out against the deal. Here he is on WNYC's Brian Lehrer Show Friday.
I'll take on any progressive anywhere that thinks it's a good idea to lose jobs and revenue, because I think that's out of touch with what working people want.
You know, and Derek, he said, I want to see something different, even though he was for this deal because of the jobs it was going to bring. It gets complicated.
Oh, yeah, it gets very complicated. I think, you know, on Amazon's part, I understand why they pulled out of this. I think in many ways the reason that Amazon opened up the HQ to sweepstakes in the first place was because they didn't want to work with a local government that was against the company the way that Seattle has turned against Amazon. And in many ways, I think they just saw Queens coming to resemble the Seattle local governance.
Well, you know, I'm going to just jump in. I'm going to jump in for people who aren't following this. The reason Seattle's many there have turned against Amazon is that the city council there wanted to pass a tax on big employers to fund homelessness, a battle against homelessness. The company threatened to stop major expansion plans that would put 7,000 jobs at risk. The tax was rescinded. People say that's too much power.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of people who were against Amazon moving into New York City understood, yes, maybe this is a lot of high-paying new jobs. Yes, we can make revenue from the wage taxes and from their sales taxes. But we want to work with a company that is famous for working with local governments to improve the city, not a company that is, at least in Seattle, infamous for the opposite. I think there's a really, really strong point, though, to be made here, that New York City does not have an employment problem. There are more jobs in New York City than there have ever been, and tech is expanding at a rapid clip in the city. New York doesn't have an employment problem. It has a household affordability problem. Mm-hmm. And local governance should take on the household affordability problem in New York City so that it becomes the kind of place that any company wants to go to, even without a $3 billion ransom.
Well, this again, staying with politics, we got about a minute here. What's happening on the right? Because you have conservative strategist Steve Levy writing on FoxNews.com that New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her, quote, radical business-hating minions played a supporting role in this and, you know, trying to leverage this as, finger pointing at what the right is really hoping people will view as a very radical left. So there's a lot of political points to be scored here.
There are a lot of political points to be scored here, and I just want to end by clarifying a schism that I think exists in the left that has been underreported by the media. And that is that you have, say, the Elizabeth Warren wing of the party and the AOC Democratic Socialist wing. Mm-hmm. Warren wants to break up large companies in order to free up the energies of the free market, to create more private enterprise, create more innovation. But you also have on the far left, I think, a real interest in moving the U.S. towards socialism, moving the toward full-blown socialism, toward controlling the means of the economy, taking over big companies and turning them into essentially the equivalent of what we saw with sort of the bells of the 1950s, government-sanctioned monopolies. So that is a really important schism, I think, to look at in the future of the Democratic Party.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you.